So the retail price of a litre of milk at Coles, this is the home brand milk, is $1.60 a litre now. That's up, you know, 12 years ago from $1 a litre, and people were screaming and saying dairy farmers couldn't survive. So are dairy farmers getting a big chunk of this increase in retail milk prices? Our next guest is the newly elected president of the United Dairy Farmers of Victoria, Mark Billing. Good afternoon. Well, are dairy farmers having an easier time, but now they're making an adequate return on their investment?
It's better than it was. We've still got a fair bit of headwind with costs, power costs for milking, obviously, and cooling our milk.
And fuel.
Collection. Fuel. Fertiliser in particular. They've sort of settled down a little bit, but, yeah, been impacted by events overseas, particularly the war with Russia. So that's been a bit of an issue. But, look, farm gate milk prices at the moment are they are historically high high levels, but as I said, their costs are sort of matching. So margins are better than they were, particularly going back 5 or 6 years. So, yeah, look, I think the retail price of milk, it had to move. It hadn't moved for quite some time. And it's really interesting if milk prices in the supermarkets for milk, fresh milk, followed inflation, it'd be well over $2 now.
Yeah.
So, look, I think, unfortunately, with a lot of food, there's a lot of inflationary pressures going on.
Yes, I've noticed that. I mean, there's all sorts of things going up. I mean, meat is getting more expensive, cereals. I mean, you know, my local kebab shop used to have a very good meal deal for $18.95, and over the summer break, it's transformed into $24.95. Okay, so what about milk processors? Because they sort of sit between the dairy farmer and the supermarket. Are they doing, or are they making out like bandits now?
Look, if we were having this discussion back in 2016, when two processors in particular dropped the milk prices at farmgate virtually overnight and crushed a lot of farmers doing that, to today we have a dairy code of conduct now, which sort of provides dairy farmers a bit of protection or a level of protection. However, processors are obviously being squeezed by cost pressures as well, because the thing with milk, particularly at dairy farmer level, is that we need to move it on pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's a fresh product.
Yeah. Storage. That's right. So in our case, our product gets picked up every day. We cool it to 4 degrees or less for collection, and then, yeah, it's got to be transported, processed, either bottled to go into fresh drinking milk or other dairy products like cheese and yogurt.
And finally, I mean, given that, you know, we had all these terrible stories back in 2015, 2016 of dairy farmers saying, I'm walking off the land, I can't make a living, this is terrible. Are there now fewer dairy farmers than what there were back then?
Yeah, there certainly is. There's around 3,000 dairy farmers left in Victoria now, and in the early 70s there was 14,000.
Gee.
So there's a number of factors there. A lot of our product back in the 70s was going to the UK, and of course they went into the European Union at the time, and all of a sudden Australia dairy farmers didn't have a market. So we've had to pivot, to use the COVID term, and over the years we've sort of do more onshore processing into milk powders. There wasn't a lot of powder production back in the 70s. So, yeah, look, it's been really difficult from that 15-16 season. There was a lot of dairy farmers that, even when they did recover, decided enough's enough. But, yeah, look, we've got a pretty good cohort of dairy farmers left in the industry, particularly in Victoria, and that puts us in a pretty good stead. I mean, we've been producing a pretty high quality product for a lot of years.
All right, great to hear. Mark Billing there, President at United Dairy Farmers Victoria, and himself a Colac dairy farmer.